This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, so far this week, we've had a couple cold fronts push through eastern Oregon and Washington. And I think you'd have to agree the one on Wednesday night was much stronger, producing some brief heavy rainfall with scattered thunderstorms. Now, rainfall amounts were mainly a third of an inch or less, but the Hermiston, Walla Walla, and Pendleton areas really got dumped on with amounts a half to three quarters of an inch. You'll have a good opportunity for field work today and Saturday before the next rain arrives Sunday into Monday, with rainfall amounts again a quarter to a half inch, but heavier amounts near the Cascades, Blues, and in the Palouse region. We've got some good news for spraying with light winds this morning and Saturday. Soil temperatures are in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and since there won't be much sunshine through the middle of next week, soils will only warm slowly into the low to mid 50s. Now, for the first 2 weeks of April, temperatures have averaged pretty close to normal except for the Moses Lake, Ephrata, and Wenatchee areas, which have been cooler than normal. The longer-range models are really not showing any sustained period of above-normal temperatures through the rest of April. So, although growing degree days base 40 are currently averaging about a week ahead of normal, it's likely we could fall close to or behind normal over these next few weeks. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.